Good morning. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I'm already going to cry and I didn't even start talking. I was born in 1951 into a Jewish home. Being Jewish consisted of the holidays we observed, as opposed to the holidays that our Gentile neighbors observed, but had nothing to do with God. In my early childhood, I was plagued with fear. Although my parents were always there, they weren't there for me emotionally, so I dealt with my fears alone. When I was 15, I started experimenting with alcohol, and my fear slowly gave way to rebellion. I began lying to my parents and going to places they didn't want me to go. I became a thief, stealing from my employer, and a shoplifter. By the time I was 18, I couldn't wait to leave home. From the ages of 18 to 23, I continued my rebellious lifestyle. My life spiraled out of control. I became promiscuous, a drug abuser, and an alcoholic. I should have died a number of times because of my lifestyle. And I didn't write this part in my original testimony, but last night in the middle of the night, I felt like the Lord wanted me to share this. During that time, I became pregnant. And I didn't know what to do. I was pretty much alone. So I went to one of those clinics, and they said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to have an abortion." They didn't give me any other options. They didn't share with me what else I could possibly do. So I said, "Okay, that's what I want to do." But Roe versus Wade hadn't passed yet. And that was before it was legal in our country, but it was legal in New York. So they set up a time for me to go to New York and have this procedure done. So basically I begged, borrowed, and stole, literally bouncing a check just to get on a plane and go there and have this procedure done. And they really messed me up because when I got back, I was hemorrhaging and I was rushed to the hospital and they messed me up. So when I say I should have died a number of times, that's really true. And I'll get back to that in a couple minutes about how the Lord forgave me for that. I was living in Ohio in 1973 and went home to Morton Grove for Thanksgiving. Two of my younger sisters started telling me about Yeshua, which is Jesus' Hebrew name. I could relate to that since I was Jewish, and about how they had gotten saved. Well, even though I thought they were nuts, when they invited me to one of their meetings, I decided to go. The preacher was talking about the return of Christ and that we all needed to have our hearts right with him before he returned. I really didn't understand what he was talking about because I had never even heard of Jesus Christ before except as a swear word. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit was convicting me, and I knew I was not right with God. At the end of the service, the preacher asked for prayer requests, and I timidly raised my hand and I said, "Pray for me to be saved." It is astounding to me now, but no one came up to me after the service and showed me how to be saved. They all just prayed corporately and went on their merry way. Therefore, I went home and I wasn't saved. And I knew I wasn't. I knew that something would happen and I would be different and I would know that I was saved and I wasn't saved. And that's funny that Steve mentioned that song because on the way home, all the people that I went with were singing Amazing Grace and I wanted them to all shut up because I wasn't saved and I didn't have that amazing grace in my life. Because my sisters were new believers, they didn't know how to lead me to Christ. They just kept telling me I needed to be saved, but I didn't know how. Finally, my sister quoted John 3:16 to me, and she put my name in it. She said, "For God so loved Robin that he gave his only begotten son, that if she would believe in him, she would not perish but have everlasting life." In that moment, I experienced a miracle. Amen. The Holy Spirit himself witnessed with my spirit that this was true. God loved me. He gave his son to die for me. The word of God was a sword in my heart, and I began weeping and thanking him for loving me. Intellectually, I didn't understand yet, but I believed. I was born again, a new creature in Christ. Jesus had died to pay the penalty for my sin, and I was forgiven. I immediately stopped swearing, drinking, smoking, and it took me about 1 week to stop doing drugs. One example was I was on a flight back from from Chicago to Ohio, and the flight attendant was going around with her little cart of drinks, and I saw those little bottles of alcohol. And in my old life, I would have normally ordered one of those. And I was planning on ordering one. I had every intention to order a drink, and she walks up to me. She says, "Would you like a beverage?" And I opened my mouth to order the alcohol, and out of my mouth said, "Hot tea." So I was truly a new creature. Immediately after getting saved, my parents took me to the rabbi's office so he could talk me out of it. After he was all done talking, I went out into the hallway of the temple and declared out loud, "I believe Yeshua is the Messiah. I believe Jesus is the Messiah." I don't know if anyone heard me, but the Lord did. One of my sisters was living at a Christian commune, the same one that Steve mentioned, in Rock City, Illinois. I went there to take her home after the Thanksgiving weekend, and the brethren there shared the gospel with me and taught me about baptism. I was baptized that day in a horse trough. 1 week later, I moved into that commune. The farm, as we called it, was a wonderful place for a broken person to mend. We learned to worship God, to love the brethren, and to work together. Steve had already been there 3 years, and in 1980, we were married. We had two children, Dan and Sharon. One of them, Sharon, is sitting back there. And I just want to say this. I shouldn't have been able to have any kids because of that procedure that I had in New York where they messed me up. They left me with an incompetent cervix. And what happened was it would just want to open up and the babies would just fall out. But thank God he gave me two children anyway. And one day, after I had my two children and knowing how much I love them, I was reading a piece of pro-life literature, and I saw a picture of a waste receptacle full of aborted babies, and they were little humans. And I just knew, first of all, that my baby was with the Lord, but also that that baby would have called me Mommy, just like Danny and Sharon called me Mommy. And all of a sudden, after 12 years, that had happened 12 years previous, I realized the depth of my sin and what Jesus had done for me. And I wept, I wailed, I have never wept and wailed so hard, asking God to forgive me for that horrible act of murder. I was a murderer. And also repenting to the baby, "I'm so sorry that I did that to you. But thank God, he forgave me. He forgave me." From about 1982 to 99, we attended and served at Gospel Outreach Christian Fellowship in Chicago. From 1999 to 2009, we attended Harvest Bible Chapel. While there, we realized we missed our background in a small community of believers. It was difficult to stay connected with people in such a large church as Harvest. We prayed about it, and God has led us first to Grace Community and now Living Hope. Through the past 38 years as a Christian, God has brought me through many dangers, toils, and snares. Our God is awesome and a most faithful, loving Father. He has brought me through every trial victorious and has caused me to grow with each one. Slowly but surely, he's delivering me from all my fears.